时间已经到了12点了，要吃饭了。哎呀，
It's
好，
already
谢谢，
12
哎呀，
o'clock now.
好，多
It's
谢，多
almost
谢。
lunchtime.
呀，这个只有大家几分钟的时间，我们来思想一下，我们做了这许多的动作，为了妈妈的关系啊，呀。
So let's think about this. Today we have a ceremony, and for our mom.
我们每一个人都有一个妈妈，
So everyone has a mom.
没有妈妈也不会在这里啊。
Without mom, we're not in this world.
所以妈妈对我们来说，很重要的一个人。
Your mom is the most very important person in this world.
而如果我问你，世界上最伟大的母亲是谁？
If I ask, who is the greatest mom in this world?
相信很多人一定说是我妈妈。
A lot of people will say, oh, it's my mom.
对，我同意。
I
我
agree.
们呀，每一个人都认为自己的妈妈是最伟大的妈妈。
Yeah, everybody think their mom is their greatest mom.
但是我今天要从一个很客观的角度来看，圣经里头讲。最伟大的母亲是谁？
Today I'm going to talk about from the Bible, who is the greatest mom?
在圣经里头有几段的经文，可能没有时间念了。不过我很快的讲一下，
There is some Bible verse in
有4段的经文。
the four verse I want to mention today.
第一段的经文是在路加福音。第一章，
First in the Luke,
路加福音的第一章，
chapter one, verses 23 to 26 to 38. If you have a Bible, open them.
我可以从第28节念起，念到26节，念到38节。
From the verse 26 to 38.
26节，念到38节，这个地方告诉我们说，我来念，请大家听好不好？到了第6个月，天使加伯列。奉神的差遣，往加利利的一座城去，这城叫做拿撒勒，到一个童女那里，是已经许配大卫家的一个人，做月色。童女的名字叫做玛利亚。天使进去对她说：“蒙大恩的女子，我为你安，主和你同在了。”玛利亚因这话就很惊慌。又反复思想，这未安的意思是什么意思？天使对他说：“玛利亚，不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了。你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名耶稣。他要被大，称为至高的儿子。主神要把他。”的族大卫的位给他，他要做雅各家的王，直到永远。他的国也没有穷尽。玛利亚对天使说：“我没有出嫁，怎么有这样的事呢？”天使回答说：“圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要依庇你，因此所要生的圣者。”必称为神的儿子。况且，你的亲戚伊丽莎白在年老的时候也怀了男胎，就是那素来称为不生育的，现在有身孕6个月了。呀，因为神出于神的话，没有一句 带得力的。所以在这个地方，我们看见有天使来到一个童女的家。
So here we can see the angel come to a virgin's house.
Her 这个童女的名字叫做玛利亚，
Her name is Mary.
告诉她说，圣灵要从她怀孕，让她怀孕，她从要圣灵感孕，要生一个儿子。就给他起名叫耶稣。
So the angel told Mary she will conceive from the Holy Spirit and will be a son and give his name Jesus.
我们知道玛利亚这个地方告诉我们很清楚，她是一个童女，还没有出嫁。
Here we can see Mary is a virgin, haven't been married.
在他听到这句话的时候，非常的惊慌。
She was very puzzled when she heard the angel's word.
她不是一个随便乱来的女孩子。
She's not a girl, she's very conservative girl.
她是一个非常纯洁、非常敬畏神的一个女孩子。
Yeah, she's a very
请我们
very
做妈
watch
妈的，
God.
我们做爸爸的，做儿女的，仔细的想一想，这种事情发生在任何一个人身上，他都会感觉到惊讶。
Let's think about as a father, as a husband. Then if something happened to a girl like that, they will be very, very shocked.
发生在玛利亚的身上，请问玛利亚所感受到这个压力是多么的大？
Can you imagine the pressure she was endure at that time?
我们在这个现在这个现代的时代，觉得这个也是不很平常的一件事情啊。
Even today in the modern world, still is very serious thing.
在这古老的时代，更是一件非常不轻，这个非常不平常的一件事情。
In the old age, this is even more.
玛利亚站在他的邻居家、朋友家，向任何一个人，怎么样去解释？
Can you imagine how Mary to explain to his neighbor, to his relative?
不是他自己选择，不是他做的，
It's not her choice.
而是神在许许多多的这个童女的中间拣选玛利亚。
Yeah, because it's God choose Mary.
为什么神拣选玛利亚做耶稣的妈妈？
Why God choose Mary as the mother of Jesus?
因为她是个伟大的女性，
Because she's a great woman.
我们从圣经里面在告诉我们，
So from the Bible, tell us.
下面第238节，他说：“玛利亚说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话。”成就在我身上。
If we look at the verse 38, Mary said, I'm the Lord's servant. And Mary answered, May your word to me be fulfilled.
这么样重的一个担子，谁把它放在这个小小的女子的身上？
Such a heavy burden, Lord, put on the little girl like Mary.
想想看，他怎么样出街上，到上街，怎么样去看朋友、看亲戚？
Yeah, think about how she can go outside to see relative, to see neighbor.
他解释，人怎么会相信？
If she explained how people can believe her.
但是谁知道他？所以拣选他为耶稣的母亲。
But Lord believe her and choose her as the mother of Jesus.
从38节里面看到，他顺服在神的面前。
From the verse 38, we can see the obedience of Mary.
这么重的一个担子，他勇敢的。站起来，
She is so brave. She just followed God's lead.
玛利亚说：“我是主的使女，
Mary say, "I'm the Lord's servant."
我宁愿顺服，愿情愿照你的话成就在我身上。”
May your word to me be fulfilled.
神为什么要拣选玛利亚？做耶稣的母亲，因为她是一个敬畏神的人。
That's why God choose Mary to be a mother of Jesus.
如果这事情发生在我们身上，
If this happened to ourselves,
我可担得起这个担子吗？
can we carry that burden?
玛利亚放下自己，把神放在第一位。
So Mary put herself down and put God first place.
然后我们看第46节，玛利亚去看这个伊丽莎白，她说了这句话。玛利亚说：“我心尊主为大，我灵以神，我的救主。”为乐。
In the verse 46, Mary see Elizabeth. She
46节。
46, yeah. My soul glorify the Lord, and my spirit rejoice in God, my Savior.
不把他自己放在前面，
Yeah, not for herself, but for the God in front of him, her.
这正是耶稣基督讲的话。说实话，如果可能的话，叫我不要喝这个杯。但是照你的意思，不是照我的意思。
Just like Jesus said to the Lord, just if you can remove that cup, but it's just follow your will, not mine.
如果我们自己，如果我们的母亲，我说她可能承担不起这个重担，我不会怪她，我们不会怪她。
If my mother cannot carry that burden, I will not blame on her.
拒绝谁的吩咐，这个是一个我们可以了解的。
Yeah, some people maybe, not carry God's wish, that sometimes we understand that.
他没有为谁，为什么不选别的人呢？
She didn't ask, why not choose other people.
你找个别的人去做耶稣的母亲不好吗？
Why you not choose other to be a mother of Jesus?
我不要担这个担子。
I'm not trying to carry that burden.
如果你妈妈这样子说，你会怪她吗？
If your mom said that, are you going to blame on her?
我相信很多人说，我不会怪她。
I believe a lot of people will say I not blame on her.
玛利亚勇敢地担起了这个担子。
Mary is so brave, he carried that burden.
所以，他生了耶稣以后，又生了好几个男孩，四个男孩子，两个女孩子。
Yeah, so Mary, after gave birth to Jesus, She also gave birth to four sons and two daughters.
之后，养大了这一群的孩子，
And he raised those children.
没想到，耶稣才33岁，他就勇敢地走上十字架。
Yeah, at age 33, Jesus crucified on the cross.
在路加福音23章里头记载，最后耶稣走上十字架的时候，
On Luke chapter 33, there is a verse about the crucifixion of Jesus.
你看，在路加福音23章。
Luke chapter 23, verse
第27节，
27, verse 27, 26.
路加福音23章27节，那地方说有许多百姓跟随耶稣，内中有好些妇女们为他嚎啕痛哭。耶稣转身对他们说："耶路撒冷的女子。"不要为我哭，当为自己和自己的女儿哭，儿女哭。
Verse 27, a large number of people followed him, including a woman who mourned and wept for him. Jesus turned and said to them, Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, weep for yourselves and your children.
耶稣。和十字架，有一个人帮他背十字架，走在前面，这些妇女跟随着在后面嚎啕痛哭。
Yeah, when Jesus go to cross, one person carried the cross in front of him, and all the women followed, and they wept and mourned.
玛利亚在里面吗？
Is Mary in among those women?
我相信玛利亚一定在里面，
Yeah, I believe Mary is among them.
看见自己的儿子耶稣背着十字架要到这个外面，城外边被钉在十字架上。
She watched her son go to the cross and crucify.
他心里面会有多少的问题出来？
Yeah, she must be very sad at that moment.
耶稣不是神的儿子吗？为什么还要把他钉十字架？
Jesus is the Son of God. Why he was crucified?
耶稣没有做一件坏事，为什么要把他钉十字架？
Jesus never done any bad thing, but why they crucify him?
而且他和耶稣他们的关系是非常的密切。
Yeah, Mary very close to Jesus.
耶稣是一个非常乖的孩子。
Jesus is very, very nice, obedience boy.
他会非常体贴母亲的心意。
She loved her mother and always comfort her.
现在看见耶稣走在前面，要被钉十字架，带着荆棘的冠冕。
Now she watched her son go to the cross where that
血都流下来了，
yes blood on his face.
他心里边怎么想啊？
Can you imagine what she's thinking that moment?
谁挑选玛利亚做耶稣的母亲？因为谁知道耶稣要经过的这一切，玛利亚可以承受。
So God chose Mary to be a mother of Jesus, and also God knows Jesus will go through all those ordeal. So, but God believe Mary can to carry that endurance.
我相信在他心里面一定有千万个问题，他不明白的，为什么？为什么？为什么？
Yeah, I think Mary must have a lot of questions at that moment. Why?
从他怀里长大的一个孩子，从来没有做过任何的坏事，为什么要死在十字架上？
So his son grew up at that age, never did any bad thing. Why he need to go through all this?
因为他知道这是神的旨意。
Because he know that was God's will.
还要说服在神的面前，
He must be obeying God's wish.
放下自己，谁第一？
Put himself down and put God first.
然后在23章第49节，在路加福音23章。44节到49节，这个地方讲到了。
Luke, chapter 23, verse 44 to 49.
这个耶稣在十字架上最后一秒钟，大声喊着：“父啊，我将我的灵魂交给你。”
It was now about noon, and the darkness came over the whole land until three in the afternoon, for the sun stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he had said this, he breathed his last.
这里说就看到这一切发生的一切事情。第49节，他说：“还有一切与耶稣熟识的人和从加利利跟着他来的妇女们，都远远的站着看这些事。”
In the verses 49, same chapter, but all those who knew him, including the woman who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance watching these things.
你想耶稣，你想玛利亚在里面吗？
Yeah, what do you think, Mary? Is Mary in among those people?
在约翰福音19章的地方，约翰，耶稣对他爸爸说，
The
在
John chapter 19.
约翰福音19章。耶稣在十字架上对他爸爸说，指着这个，不是指了，他不能指了，他看着说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”是指着这个约翰说的，让玛利亚看约翰。
In the chapter 19, verse 26, when Jesus saw his mom there and the disciple who he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son," and to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, the disciple took her into his home.
他说：“母亲，看你的儿子。
He said, Say to his mom, say, here is your son.
”各位想一想，一个做母亲的看见自己的儿子挂在十字架上，对另外一人说：“这个就是你的儿子了。”以后，心里边会怎么想啊？
Can you imagine the mother look at his son on the cross? And told his disciples, said, This is your mom.
这么多的女孩子，谁可以选？但是谁选了玛利亚？
There are so many girls God could be choose, but God choose Mary.
为什么？因为
Why?
谁知道玛利亚是一个伟大的母亲？
Because God know Mary is a great mother.
最伟大的地方，不单单的是爱耶稣他的儿子，他还是尊重神。
The greatest thing about Mary, not only she loves his son Jesus, but also the most important thing, she follow God.
我们今天，不管你是母亲也好，你是父亲也好，你什么都不是也好，如果神给你一个工作，
Today,
你可以很乐意接受这个工作吗？
wherever you are, mother, father, or any other role, if God give you a task, are you going to accept it?
你能像玛利亚说：“我心为尊主为大，不是我，是为了谁的关系？”
Can you say to the God, say, like Mary, you are, I will follow, you are my first, you are my Lord, my first place in my heart.
所以，我认为玛利亚是个最伟大的武器。
So that's why I say Mary is the greatest mom.
2024年的母亲节，我们得到一个什么样的教训？
2024 Mother's Day, what do we learn?
今天我们在这庆祝，我们学习到玛利亚的榜样。
Yeah, we celebrate Mother's Day. We learn Mary as our example.
但愿我们一生一世，不管什么事情发生在我们的身上，我们要尊敬神。
So, whatever would happen in our life, we always will respect, worship our Lord.
我们愿意对神说：“我心尊神为大。
We can say to the God, our heart
”但愿谁要做的事情，成就在我的身上，
May God's wish fulfilled on me.
把我们自己的一生交给神。
Give our life to God.
我们一起来祷告，来，
Let's pray.
爱我的主，我们的神，我们看到玛利亚的一切，主啊，想到耶稣。